Hello and welcome to another Hey everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Demani.
And yeah, this is the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could literally be anything. Love, life, music, chairs. Just whatever. Whatever we feel like talking about. But don't forget to like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell so you never miss any of our posts. That was tough getting through. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of our posts. But how are you guys doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm good though.
A little tired as well.
This is the tired pod.
Nah, it's not tired.
Y'all not gonna get tired energy though. I'm tired as well though. But yeah. What we talking about?
My hot take for today was that the path of least resistance is actually just the lazy path.
Elaborate.
When I was thinking about it, like, if the path of least resistance is about like energy and how energy is moving, and you know you're trying to follow the path that has the least resistance in you going towards whatever you're going towards, it would really be the lazy path, the path that you have to do the least amount of effort to get the job done.
I don't think so. I think the path of least resistance is the most fulfilling path. So, regardless of what you do, it's going to be work.
Mm-hmm.
How much work it feels like you're doing depends on if you enjoy doing it or not.
So, what was you about to say? I was going to say, so what constitutes lazy?
It's the path of least effort, like, which would by definition be lazy to a degree, right?
I don't think it's
but that's the whole point, right? Because when you're going to get, perfect example, when we talk about like swimming against the tide, right? Swimming against the tide is way more effort. The easy thing to do would be to swim with the tide.
I feel like it's
a lot less effort.
I feel like the real issue here is that lazy has such a negative connotation.
Yeah.
That I'm gonna read the definition. All right. Lazy is an adjective. It says the first definition is unwilling to work or use energy, characterized by lack of effort or activity, showing a lack of effort or care, or of a river slow moving, of a livestock brand placed on its side rather than upright. I don't know, but but yeah, I feel like I do agree that if we're talking about the path of least resistance, it is the path that requires the least amount of work to get into the flow of doing. I think that's what it truly means. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be less work than any of the other paths. It's just, I don't know. I guess I feel like a combination of what y'all are saying. Or y'all are actually saying the same thing. Like, yes, you could say it's the laziest path just because it's the least amount of effort. I don't have to necessarily put in as much effort to work on music than I do with painting.
That's not true, though.
Well, it's easier for me to learn music and to, like, okay, so that statement that I made is not true. But as far as starting it, learning it, perfecting it, my effort to do it, it's easier for me.
Yeah.
Versus painting, I can't even draw a straight line. So like you could just hop right in. I'm literally still stuck on how to draw a straight line that's not diagonal with a ruler.
But just because something comes easy to you don't mean it's lazy. Like, it's the lazy path.
But it's the path with less, it doesn't have as much initial effort. Like, you can go with the flow a little bit more.
Like, the point, I'm sorry to cut you off, but the point of, what do people always tell you? Hey, when you do stuff that comes naturally to you, things start to flow in a great way for you, right?
That's something completely different than lazy.
But, yeah, yes, I might be using the wrong term for but I mean, technically, it's a lack of effort, right? The path, it's just the path with the least amount of effort.
I don't think it's a lack of effort, because you still have to put the same amount of effort into what you want to do opposed to what you don't want to do. You try less if you don't want to do it.
Right, but That is true, but also I think you can do, like, if it comes naturally to you, you don't have to put the same amount of effort.
You do have to put
the you same amount of effort. You don't.
Yes, you do.
No. All right, right.
Yes, you do. Because so, you add a high, if it comes natural to you, you add a higher standard. You don't got to put the same effort as everybody else. But, like, if you're competing with other people, you don't have to do the same effort. But if you want to be what you're supposed to be, you have to put the same effort.
Well, go ahead. I was going to say, technically, you don't. Because... do you have to put in the same amount of effort for painting as you do for singing?
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You know you don't.
No, you do not.
You don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. That is a lie.
You choose to, but you don't have to.
Okay, you don't have to put effort into anything.
Okay, you don't have to put the same amount of... You don't have to put the same level of effort to get the same like, end result. The same level of result, right? So you putting in 15 minutes of painting... you'll probably get way farther than you doing 15 minutes of singing. And it's like, you could put in the same amount of effort, or you can even put in less effort in painting and you would get farther doing less than if you would have been like trying to consistently put in like loads of effort into singing. It's just because something, it comes naturally to you.
It comes naturally. So you get
if everybody do what comes naturally to them, they're lazy. Or they're being lazy.
No.
They're choosing easy way out.
So he's not saying it's the easy way out. That's why he said he thinks that was the wrong word. But it is it's not. So if we're going past the path of least resistance versus most resistance, you don't have to put in as much effort because there's not as much resistance. You don't have to go against the grain as much when it comes to, so like, I guess it's not as many odds against you necessarily when you're working on that particular craft. It's not saying that this is the laziest way to do things. It comes more naturally to you. So certain things are a little bit easier. So you can get into the flow of it easier. You can hone your craft in a different way than if you had to work on drawing a straight line for. Like, I would have to sit for few hours to work on drawing straight lines versus question. What?
Do y'all put more effort into going to work or music?
Obviously music, but I think it's not, no, but here's the thing. I can put in less effort in music and get farther than if I would have put in the same amount of effort in my job and I wouldn't get as far, right? So like technically I can, I'm trying to think of an example. It's like, I remember I watched Steve Harvey mention something. He was like, if you can bake a pie better than anybody else can bake a pie, right? It may take somebody 4 hours to get this pie exactly right. It could take you 20 minutes, right? So for them, that is a path. That whole path is set up. It's roadblocks. It's like, they're trying to figure out, I don't know exactly what to do. I'm looking at videos. Meanwhile, you like, 20 minutes, let me just blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you're not putting in any effort because it's like, this is easy for you. So it's like, technically, it's the out of the path that you could have taken, this is the, and again, that's why I said laziest, this is the laziest path you could have taken because it's the easiest thing you could have done. Now, granted, a lot of times we do more in the things that come naturally to us, which is a kind of going to your point. Like, I think stuff, like, we're more willing to do more of the stuff that comes naturally to us, but we're also more willing to do stuff that we're lazy about. Like, it's easier to watch TV than it is to go out and work out. Why? Because you don't have to put any effort into it. So it's like, so then that's the reason why we can sit and binge watch a show for 4 hours, but you tell somebody to work out for an hour, it's like, I gotta get up, I gotta put my shoes on, I gotta drive there, I gotta make sure I got my gym membership. It's mad obstacles for whatever you're doing. So technically speaking, you end up doing more when you have the whatever the path of least resistance is, because you're being lazy to a degree. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, if you also put it in the terms of like eating habits, right? So like, if you know, okay, you had issues with chicken, right? And that's why you became a vegetarian and now a breatharian. So but for, so you had that issue where you were like throwing up and stuff, The path of, like, most resistance would be you continue to eat meat knowing that it's going to continue to affect your body how it's going to affect your body, right? Versus, and this is not to say that you don't have to put in as much effort in looking in food.
I think it's the opposite, but go ahead. You said that would be the path to most resistance?
Yes, for your body, internally. Yeah, it would be... because it has an adverse effect on your body. There's more issues when it comes to that versus you just doing what's right for your body or what comes more naturally to you, which is not eating any type of meat or dairy products.
I feel like that would be the path of continuing to eat meat would be the path of least resistance because everybody around me still eats meat,
but I'm talking about internally. I'm not talking about like the people around you. I'm talking your path is only dependent on you. It's not dependent on anybody else. So if this thing it comes with roadblocks for you, it comes with your face breaking out, it comes with you being nauseous or you throwing up or you feeling sluggish, that has nothing to do with anybody else. So for your body, for your insides, that's the path of most resistance, because why do you keep going taking me through these hurdles knowing good and well you could just have a salad or something and be fine?
Okay, but if I was eating meat for 26 years of my life,
yeah, I get it.
It's harder to stop eating meat than to continue.
Okay. I know, so, but that's not...
All right, so, right, using your exact same example, right? So is it easier or harder to not eat meat when you're in a house full of people who eat meat?
For me, now?
Yeah.
It's easy.
But in general, like you would say, like if when you first started, it's like would it have been easier or harder for you to not eat meat if you still live back at home?
Probably would have been the same because of who I am. All
right. In general, is it easier or harder to get work done when you're around people who aren't doing work?
Harder.
All right. Right. So. The reason I ask that is because if you're in that environment, right, the path of least resistance is me not doing work, right? But if you change the environment, if everybody's doing work, the easier thing is for me is I see everybody doing something. Now it's easier. It's almost lazy for me to not do the work because I see everybody doing it, right? So the reason I'm saying it because, like, I think most of the time, like, wherever there's the least amount of effort, you actually end up doing more, but you end up putting in less effort because it's easier. Like, it's easier for you to eat healthy if you know you have healthy food in the house. It's a lot harder, right? It's harder to go to the store. Like, you want to eat healthy, but you're like, dang, I said, I got to go out to eat. I got to leave my house. Maybe it's cold. I got to get a jacket. Maybe I got to figure out what restaurant. It would be so much. The path of least resistance, which would be the lazy path, if you had food in the house, just stay home and cook the food. Like, that's the easiest thing, as opposed to you doing this five other steps for you to get to wherever you're getting to.
But, all right, we can use that example. I have food at home to cook, or I could order out. Still putting the same amount of effort into it. If I cook, that's still just as much effort as me looking at a menu, seeing what I want to eat, ordering. Now I gotta wait for the food. The food might not be good, and then I'm gonna be, oh, I could have did this at home. That's the same thing as me, oh, I got food at home. Let me chop these up, cook these. The food still might not be like how you want it, but it's the same amount of effort.
But I think the least resistance part comes in with the obstacles that aren't as, I guess, noticeable. So the difference between ordering out and then you cooking at home is that you don't have to worry about if this food was cross-contaminated. You don't have to worry about if it's hot when it gets to you. Like, it's other things that you don't have to worry about because you're just making the food at home. You don't have to worry about if it's actually vegan or not.
And the same thing with ordering out. It's things you don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
Okay. When you order out, it's things that you don't have to worry about as well as if you're cooking. Like, it's the same.
All right, so to me, it's not. Because for most people, ordering out is the path of least resistance for them. Why? They don't have to cook. They don't have to spend time in the kitchen. They don't have to spend time cleaning dishes. They don't have to spend time anything. The most time that they have to, the most that they have to do is decide on a restaurant and figure out what they want to order off the restaurant. It's two steps as opposed to me. Maybe I have to wash the dishes before I cook. Maybe I gotta clean the food. Maybe I gotta season everything. There's five, six other steps. So the path for them, the path of least resistance, which would be the laziest thing to do, is hey, I'm not about to cook right now. Let me just, boom, food is already on the way. Now I'm eating. Like this entire path was the easiest path and the path of least resistance, because if I get up and start cooking, there's so many things I have to do before I can actually sit down to eat.
Originally, your point was the opposite.
No, but
you
said
cooking at home was the path.
I was saying for you.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was saying for you in particular. For most people, for the average person, it would be the opposite again. And it just, I think it depends on the environment that you set up, because you can. I think if we set up our environment right, most of the time the path of least resistance would end up being the late. Like, it's almost, it would be almost like it would be more effort for me to not work out if I come home and my dumbbells are right there. If my workout mat is right there. If the jumper, it would be more lazy for me to. Like, I'll have to put in more effort to not work out than it would be for me to work out. If that makes sense.
I disagree with that, because if working out doesn't come natural to you, just because these dumbbells is on the floor, that don't mean that it's easy for me to work out. I might want to work out. It'll behoove me to work out. But if it don't come natural, then...
Yeah.
It doesn't make the effort that you have to put into it, like... It doesn't always make the effort that you have to put into it, like, less. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have to learn certain things, but, all right, it's easier for me to work out than to not, or to be reminded to work out than to not if I see the dumbbell sitting right in front of me when I walk in the house. Like, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, all right, even in new example, what is the saying that everybody always says? Work smarter, not...
harder.
That's the most of the time it's the laziest path. Let's choose the path where I can work the least and get the most out of it. That's like textbook being lazy. How can I do the most with the least amount of effort?
But working smarter, not harder, I don't think that's being lazy. That's being efficient with your time.
I think sometimes being lazy is being we inefficient, which is terrible to say. I'm not promoting being lazy. I don't need to be lazy. But I'm saying, like, how do I explain this? It's sometimes it's like the efficient thing is the lazy thing. Like, sometimes you can set it up so that it's, I put in the least amount of effort. Like scrolling, it's so easy for us to scroll because there's literally no effort in it outside of, like, for most people it's like two clicks. You open your phone and you go straight to the app and now you're here, right? As opposed to, like, all right, let's say if you wanted to watch a show, there's more steps to it. Maybe it's like it's easier for me to do this than maybe I have to go downstairs. I gotta turn on the TV. I gotta figure out what I want to watch, like, or go in and watch a movie, like. I gotta see what's in the theaters. I gotta blah blah. It's a lot easier for us to just boom, like, and it's efficient. We get so good at just not paying attention to it, right? We become efficient at a. You can become efficient at a bad task, is what I'm saying. And like, because I think we've done it with stuff all the time. Like, I don't know about, I got efficient at not working out. Like, for a while, I was like, psh,
I've been real efficient.
You know, I told myself, hey, I'm gonna work out every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday came around, woo, I'm tired. You know, I can get up, but the path of least resistance is, let me just roll back over and go to sleep, because it's like, there's nothing for me to do.
I think these are terrible examples. The path of least resistance, I it's nothing that y'all gonna say that's gonna make me believe that it's the lazy path.
I think that's just because you're going based off of the lazy, the regular, like, negative connotation that we naturally give to people being lazy or the idea of being lazy. But if we're literally just going off of the definition of it being, like, you putting in less effort, like, it can even be that you can choose whether or not you put in more effort. Like, sometimes it's not a thing of, because I feel like that's what you're stuck on, is just that word. And I don't think it's always a thing of, like, you're constantly putting in the least amount of effort. But some of it is just like, all right, I don't have to put as much effort in all areas of doing this thing. Like, there's going to be levels where I have to learn more, I have to do more, I have to put in more effort, or I want to put in more effort, but I don't necessarily have to. Like, you even said, like, you can paint very fast.
I can.
You can draw very fast.
I can.
You don't have to put in as much effort in getting the paintings or the drawings done because you can do it quickly. That's not to say that you didn't put in
any effort
at all. It's just to say that this comes a lot easier to you. So naturally, you don't have to put forth 4 hours of your time to finish drawing whatever if you really don't want to. And you found a system that works for you so that you could do it efficiently.
And with less effort.
Yeah. When you draw your grids and you use that to draw, that's a system that, because you already, like, this is one of your paths of least resistance, because you already, like, you already got a leg up. I'm not focused on drawing the straight line. So I can draw a grid and I can draw whatever I need to so that it matches however I want it to. That's the system to make it easier, so you don't have to put in as much effort.
I think you still have to put in just as much effort, if not more. It's just my floor is different. Some people may be starting here, I'm starting here, but I'm still putting up. I'm still putting in the same amount of effort that I would if I was down
here. You skip the down here, so you don't have to put in that effort down there.
This is not my ceiling. If I'm starting here, this is not my ceiling.
But you still have skip. It's like you skipping kindergarten and you in first grade. You don't have to take kindergarten classes like everybody else is taking kindergarten classes, because you're already ahead.
Okay, but I'm ahead of the people behind me. It's still people in front of me.
Okay. We're
still
not saying that. The same
effort. All right. So new example, right? Let's go back to painting, right? Mm-hmm. Before you were painting, right? Before you started doing the grids, how long would it have taken you to finish a painting?
I only painted with the grid.
All right. That's just to draw. If you didn't have the grid, how much do you think it would take you longer, or you think it would take you about the same amount of time?
Same amount of time. The grid just allows me to make sure everything is proportionate. That's why I do the grid.
Okay.
But it'll still take the same amount of time.
Okay. And are you better at painting now than you were before?
Yeah, I get better each painting.
Okay. Do you think it takes you less time or the same amount of time every time you're doing it?
I don't know. Each painting was different.
Okay.
So, as of right now, I got quicker each time.
Okay. Why do you think that is?
The last one was, I just used three colors. I got a hang of what I'm doing.
Yeah, you got better at doing stuff, so you don't have to put as much effort as
I'm
you did.
I'm still putting the same amount of effort. I'm not spending as much time.
You're not putting the same kind of effort in. You can put, oh my God.
When you first start something, there's a certain amount of effort you have to.
A certain kind of effort you put in to learn what you're doing.
Once you get better at it, it doesn't require that same amount of effort. The first time you were trying to record a song is not the same as the last time you were trying to record a song, because you figured out ways to cut corners, you figured out ways to do things with less effort in a more efficient way. right? Which would technically be you being a little bit lazier. You figured out a way so that you can be lazy, but it's efficient, right? I don't, like, right now, I don't have to record 30 takes to get the song right, because I figured out, all right, cool, this is the time I should work, I should start recording, this is the time my voice is best, this is the time where I can yell, I can blah, 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 right? So now, I'm doing everything so that it works the easiest for me, so that I can get the best result, which would technically be the lazy path. So the better you get at something, you're not going to put in the same amount of effort that you when you started, because when you were starting, you didn't know anything about it, so you're doing way more, like, you're wasting way more time, you're wasting way more paint when you're trying to do this canvas. Now you're like, oh, I'm really good. I don't even need this is all I need. Before, I would have used this whole thing of paint. Now all I need is this little bit right here. I just need this little corner.
And now, rather than focusing your effort on that thing, you can focus it on something that's going to make you better from this point on. You're not focusing on still how much paint you use or, like, the stuff that's at the basics.
Yeah, I'm focusing on something else. So now my effort is shifted to that something else.
Well, that's why I said it's not the same kind of effort.
I'm still putting in the same amount of effort.
I said kind.
Before you said... The same. I'm not putting in the same effort. That's what the argument was.
The same
effort. That's what the debate was.
Well, I defined it to being the same kind of effort, not the same amount.
I'm not focused on the same thing, but the effort that I put here.
It's not the same kind of effort.
It's not here anymore. It's here.
It's not a beginner level effort.
Yeah, so you don't.
You're not a novice. You're not putting in novice effort. You're not learning how to read your ABCs.
Okay, look. I'm not spending the same amount of time on the same and things. But effort. The effort is going somewhere else. You like to quote Kobe, don't
I
you?
Just oh, why are you said yelling? That.
You like to quote Kobe, don't I you? Do. So he wasn't putting in effort before the game when he was doing 1,000 shots, when he
yes.
was doing 4 days?
Yes, he, yes.
Same
yes.
amount of effort as he was before.
No.
Well, it was more.
No. What he did stuff until it became effortless.
And then he was and still then, doing it. And no, then he no, moved no, to no, something
no,
else.
No. He did stuff until it became effortless. Now I don't even have to think about
and this. And the effort and is going no, to no, something somewhere no, else.
That's not. What I'm saying is now he doesn't have to put any effort for real into making a shot from the free throw.
And now he's putting effort towards something else.
But this
that's the
but,
same
but
amount
no,
of effort.
But no, I'm sticking on free throws. If before it took me an hour and a half to make 1,000 free throws, and now it takes me 20 minutes to make 1,000 free throws, I don't have to put in the same amount of effort because I'm not failing as much. I'm not trying as hard. This is easy. I don't even have to look at it. Now I can move my efforts to something else. But the task at hand. The task that I was originally starting with, I don't have to do this. Like, I don't have to do this with the same amount of effort because it's easy for me, right? If it took you an hour and a half before to write a verse and you can write a verse now in 20 minutes, why? It's not because your mind is you're putting effort into other things because you're still writing a verse. It's because you've gotten better at doing it. You can now cut corners and now it's less resistance for you to create whatever you're doing. Again, now you can do, all right, I can do this in 15 minutes. I don't even got to pay attention. Before I was worrying about, oh, what is this person going to say? What is this person going to say? What is this person going to say? Now I can do this with little to no effort. So what happens when you do things with little to no effort? A lot of people are lazy.
That's technically lazy.
Because you're not putting in the same amount of effort that you started.
So now it's like, all right, well, if I'm putting in little to no effort,
which is what the definition of lazy is,
you're not going to waste your time putting effort in trying to make a free throw
when you see Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's
probably not putting in the same amount of effort in his free throw as his three.
He might
because he's trying to shoot it. But
all in all.
Once you get past that point,
you don't have to put that same amount of effort into that thing anymore. If you don't use it, you lose it. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm still exerting the same amount of effort, if not more.
Because now I'm at a different level.
I'm at a different level now.
From college to the NBA, you have to do more.
You're not putting in the same effort because it doesn't require
effort.
Because at that point, it's just
Free throw.
Like, you can do it in your sleep at that point. I don't have to put effort into something I can do in my sleep.
So you don't put effort into your music.
That's not what I'm saying.
Because y'all so great at it, y'all don't need effort.
You can learn in the music, but I don't need to put as much effort into coming up with a metaphor.
I don't have to put in as much effort when coming up with the chorus.
Because when you get really good at something, you don't have to put in the same amount of effort, especially not comparison to other people. But you don't have to put the same amount of effort that you used to have to put into it because you're better at it. The reason why Kobe got so good at shooting, he's on the free throw line, I'm making my eyes close, this is so easy for me, I don't even have to think, boom, and it's like
Before, you know how long it probably took him to be able to do that? You know how much time and energy he had to waste before he could actually do that? Now he doesn't have to waste energy.
And that's all lazy people want to do. They don't really want to waste any more energy than they have to.
Terrible to say.
I don't think you should be lazy in general.
But talk about the path of least resistance.
How can I get the most out of this thing, what I'm doing, with the least amount of energy?
And that's really what ends up happening.
And even when you're talking about music, The reason why I'm able to mix the songs that I was mixing so quickly, or even today. When I mixed my EP, it was taking me all day to mix the songs. I'm doing these songs, and it takes me 20 minutes because I created a template. So that I could be lazy. I don't have to do all the extra steps. Now you can record. You're not listening to what I am saying. I'm taking it all in. I said it was taking me all day to mix.
Now I don't have to take as long to mix.
Because I created a template. So it requires me less effort to mix the songs. Because I have a template now. Because I was mixing so much and I'm still learning. But I'm able to do it with a lot less effort and get it done a lot quicker so that I can get more stuff out, so that I can spend more time on recording. It's not to say that I'm not doing anything, but my effort doesn't have to go here anymore.
Your effort shifts. So when it comes to mixing, I can be lazy specifically.
Like, of course, you still want to get the quality, but when you go by the actual definition, I'm not using as much effort. And also, I'm trying to get to the point where I don't have to use effort because I know exactly what I want things to sound like. So I'm still putting in a certain level of effort now, but at some point, I'm going to be able to just boom, boom, boom. All right, next song, like that type of thing. And then if you go by the definition of lazy, where it's a lack of effort, that's where it comes in. I can shift my effort and focus on other things.
Okay, so can y'all listen to me now?
If you're shifting your effort, you're still putting in the same amount of effort, not to this exact thing, but your effort is going somewhere else. So we're still talking music. I don't have to spend as much time because I have a template, but now my effort can go to me recording more, me putting more stuff out. You're still putting in the same amount of effort, if not more, but your floor isn't here anymore. Now you're here. But that effort is going somewhere else.
Okay.
To get to where you're going.
So for my overall music, yes, the effort does not stop. But for this task, I don't have to put effort into this task. I can be lazier with this task. That doesn't mean your effort completely stops. It means there's less resistance with this. I can move on.
The path of least resistance is the path that you're taking. That's a bigger picture thing. Y'all think it's small.
The path of least resistance.
This is where I'm going.
The bigger picture of music is the overall thing. Mm-hmm. The path, because there's many paths in music, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Because you say music is the path, I could have been a producer. That has a lot of resistance for me on there. I could have been a music teacher. A lot of resistance. I decided to become a singer. It was the path of least resistance for me. It's easier for me to learn from my vocal coach and stuff like that. It's a lot easier for me to sing. It's a lot easier for me to write and those things. So those tasks that I chose on my path, mm-hmm. those were the easier things. So, like, yes, if I become a music teacher or something like that, I need to know theory. I don't know theory like that. Me and theory ain't really that cool. We be bumping heads. That's a roadblock. There's things on your path that may get in your way. You choose either you're gonna take that path and try to learn that thing, or you're gonna go with a different option that might be easier. But there's different options on your path. The path isn't just synonymous with like a straight line. It's things there.
I got another example.
Mixing was a thing too.
Yeah.
So now that you don't have to spend as much time mixing, your energy, your focus, your effort is going somewhere else along this path of least resistance.
That's what I just said.
Listen, but you're not, you was telling me to listen, but you're not listening. I'm saying you're still putting in the same effort, but you're not putting all the effort into this. You're putting it into something else. This is your floor now. So your effort is going, you're going higher. You don't have to worry about this anymore. But in what you're doing, you're still putting in effort. You're still putting in the same amount of effort. You're not doing it lazy.
Yes.
When it comes to the task.
You're able to do more now because you don't have to worry about this. You're putting in more effort.
You're able to do more because you can be lazy in other aspects. So like, all right, I'll use another, this is another example. Prince, right?
This word, lazy.
Yeah, no, I know you don't like it.
I told you that's the thing that you're stuck on. Yeah. We're literally all saying the exact same thing.
We are.
You're just stuck on the one word.
I'll use the example of Prince, right? Why was Prince able to make so much music? Like, in comparison to everybody else.
He put a bed in his studio.
Right, because... And he, in comparison to, and even in, if you comparing it to now, but when you were trying to record an album, you had to have studio time, you had to have the money to be able to do that, you had to had the money to book musicians, you had to have an engineer, all of this stuff, right? He happened to be at the perfect time where he was able to have his entire house treated so he can record with no friction. I don't want anything getting in my way. I don't want anything. I want to be able to just sit right here and write a song. I don't even got to get up. I want to be able to be in my bed, write a song, and it's beautifully. I can record it right now. Like that's the laziest thing you can do. But it's still lazy because it's like, bro, as opposed to before, you had to get up, you had to find the studio. Now I can just do it from my bed. Right, I can afford to be. It's efficient for me to be lazy in this task. Same thing with making music.
Lazy because he's still doing stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you're not doing anything at all. But I'm saying in the task at hand, like again, the reason why we're able to record music now, like so much faster. People are able to record music so much faster because you can do it in your house. Bro, I can wake up at 8 a.m. and decide that I want to make a song. I can't wake up and at 8 a.m. and decide I want to make a song, and I can make it from my bed. Before, if I wanted to go make a song, I had to get up, I had to find a studio, I had to pay for studio time, which means I probably have to work. There's so many other things that I have to do. This is the easiest this is the easiest route that I have to do the least amount of things in order for me to get the best result. And it's like, that's when I'm talking about the lazy portion. There's a portion of it you can afford to be lazy because it's more efficient to not have to get up to record this. Now I can get the idea, if I'm talking about getting the big picture, getting the songs out, getting the ideas out, getting your creation out, the least amount of things that you have to worry about, then the idea is coming. That's the whole idea of the least resistance. So it's like, if you don't have to put in effort for the idea to come to you, it's like, it's going to come to you. Now, again, your effort does shift at some point, but in the thing that you started out doing, you don't have to put that effort in. You don't have to put the same amount of effort in to brush your teeth now than when you were 2 years, like 5 years old, because you know what to do. You can get a, we have electric toothbrushes. You don't even got to brush the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? We have floss picks. You don't have to put the same amount of effort. Like, technically speaking, you should still be using a regular floss. But you don't even gotta do the whole wrap it around your fingers. Ah, now you just, it's easy. It's like, you can be lazy and still be efficient. And that's the reason why I said it's technically the lazy path. We don't like calling it that, but it's the laziest path out of the path that you could choose.
And that doesn't mean that it's not efficient. It just means that I don't have to necessarily put in the same amount of effort that I used to have to put in, or that some other people have to put in. Or even that I don't have to spend the same amount of money that some other people have to do.
All I'm saying is you're still putting in the same amount of effort. You're not on this same exact task, but you're growing. So when you grow, you focus on other things. I don't have to worry about...
You don't have to do what?
I don't have to worry about... Okay, if we talking about Prince, I don't have to worry about going to the studio because the studio is in my house. Now I can record more. That's the effort that was taking me to go to the studio. Mm-hmm. Now I'm using it to record more. Mm-hmm. I can do everything from my house. So now I'm working. I'm doing more.
You know, you just repeated exactly what he just said.
You know, this was the argument I was making. Once, when you're growing, my effort is going somewhere else. I don't have to focus on this. My effort is here because my floor is here.
Yeah,
I'm still practicing this, but the effort that I was putting here, now that I'm better, I'm putting it here.
Yeah, but it's not me being lazy.
No,
but the thing that you were initially putting all of your effort into, you don't have to put any effort into. So if you're not putting any effort into something, but you're still doing something, what is that?
Muscle memory.
That's what we mentioned earlier when we were talking about Kobe.
Yeah.
If it's muscle memory, you don't have to put effort
into it. You don't have to put in any effort.
You have to still put effort into it.
The effort that you have to put into it now, once you do muscle memory, is showing up. Before, you had to be fully present. You can now do other things while you're doing that. Now your mind is, you have the luxury of having your mind in other places. Like, when you're first learning a language, right? Somebody who's first learning the language, they're trying to get the alphabet, right? They can't even function when it comes to the sentences yet, or to like speaking. And then once you get to the point where you don't have to look at the screen or like write it down so much that it's like, what is this? This is A, this is B, this is C. Once you get past that point, now I can just move on. I don't even gotta look at it. All right, that's cool. Yeah, that's an A. All right, cool. Let's look at this other sentence. And now you have energy. You're not putting in effort to know what the letters are. You're putting in effort to know what the sentences are. But you're not putting in effort anymore here. Like, this isn't effort. Like, this is effortless. I don't have to do this. Like I can do this with literally no effort. I can do this in my sleep. Like, I don't have to try. And the point I was making was, at some point, there's a point where you don't have to try on the same task that you started in.
But I still have to try on the same path. I'm still on this path. Just because I conquered this, I'm still on this path. So my efforts and energy is furthering me on this path.
Yeah.
It's like a video game. I beat one person, now I still gotta put my effort into beating this next person.
Okay. Alright, and then so you conquer that path. You went on that, like, let's say, yeah, you said conquer that path.
Obstacle.
Whatever it is.
I'm still on the same
path. Okay, you're still on the same path. Why did you choose that path as opposed to another path?
Because it's who I am.
Why did you choose going into art instead of trying to be a doctor?
I don't enjoy doctor stuff.
But I mean, if you outside of that, like, why it for you is what? It's easier for you to be an artist, musician, than it is for you to be a doctor. So technically, bro, don't look at me a lot like this.
It's more fulfilling.
Don't look at me a lot.
If I wanted to be a doctor, I couldn't be a doctor.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that as the person you are right now, it is easier for you to see success in art, in creation, in music, in whatever you're doing, than it would have been for you to be a doctor. Not saying you couldn't have done it, but at the moment, it is easier for you. This is an easier path to success for you.
That's not why I didn't choose to be a doctor.
But it's not you. Yeah, you literally just said the reason why you chose art. It's because it's you.
But which I'm means... not being, it's not that I'm not putting effort into art. Because look, the same way that I would have to put effort into learning doctor stuff, I have to put that same effort into learning art stuff. But it might come easier to me to learn this, but I'm still learning stuff. I'm not at this level. I'm at this level. My floor is different. My ceiling is different. But so everything that I'm learning is up here. So I'm putting in the same amount of effort up here that a lot of people are putting down here.
But certain things you just naturally don't put the same amount of effort into. Like that's just what it is.
So, like, why do you write every day? But when you write, you don't put effort into it?
That's not what I'm saying. One of the things I was trying to do, I was trying to write so that I don't have to put as much effort into writing. Right? So I'm trying to do it. I'm writing so much so that I don't have to think about, hey, did I write? I got to make sure I write. Blah, blah, blah. I got to make sure I'm writing this well. Once I get past the point where I can write this well, I don't have to think about it, so I can be lit. I'm not thinking about the writing. Now I'm thinking about, all right, cool. Do I feel what I'm saying?
So once you get to a point where you automatically write it well, you're going to stop writing.
Yeah. Like, I'll stop writing this with the same level of effort. I'm not going to go into, like, I don't need to write for an hour and a half. Maybe I need to write for 20 minutes and I get the exact same effect.
That's not being lazy, that's being efficient. You're practicing.
Before I was dedicated, I had to dedicate a certain amount of effort and time, right? There's a certain level of effort and time that I had to put in order for me to get the same benefit, right? Now I can do it in 20 minutes and get the same benefit or a better benefit, right? I don't have to put in this much effort to, once you're working out, when you start working out, it takes you so much effort to lift a dumbbell. If it's 25 pounds, it takes you so much effort to lift this dumbbell. Once you get used to it, it doesn't take you the same amount of effort anymore. Why? Because you're stronger. You're better at it. You can. So it's like, I can pick this up. If I continue to work out with this, I would technically be being lazy. Because it's effortless at this point. Like, I don't have to do anything. Right? So that's why, again, going back to, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're never going to put any effort into anything else. But it just means that at some point, like, you're doing it so that the effort, you don't have to put that much effort into it anymore. That's the whole reason a system is set up so that you don't have to do the effort.
A system is set up so you can put your effort somewhere else. You're not losing effort. You're putting it somewhere else.
Oh my gosh. Saying that you're losing effort.
Okay, yeah, you're not putting effort into this anymore.
Now you're putting into this.
That's the whole statement. You don't have to put effort into that this.
So this one obstacle that was the path? No, this is the path.
Oh my gosh, you can continue on your path because you don't have to worry about that anymore.
And now you're putting that effort into something else.
Oh my gosh.
what are we talking about?
Yo.
I can't wait till we watch this.
Yeah, yo, yeah, what? Listen, bro. I don't even know how else to explain this. In the totality of whatever the path you're going on, right? It would behoove you to go down the path of least resistance, right? Can we agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So usually the path of least resistance is whatever you're good at with the least amount of effort that you... Because again, if it takes me 45 minutes to an hour to make a painting and it takes you 15 minutes to make a painting, right? For you, that is a path of least resistance. For me, that is a path of way more resistance than it is for you, right? So again, when I asked you about the doctor and being an artist, for you, out of the things that you could have done, this is the thing that you get the most benefit out of with the least amount of effort. You don't have to try as hard as everybody else to get a better result than everybody else. So for you, that is the path of least resistance, and that is also technically the laziest path you could have taken, because you could have been an astrophysicist. That is one of the harder jobs to do.
You could have been a scientist. Hard job. Not saying you don't put in effort, but for you, that would be a path of great resistance. You being an artist is a path of least resistance, and it's like it's something that you do naturally.
So just because you do it naturally, it's deemed lazy. Because y'all said the path of least resistance is the lazy path. It's not the lazy path.
I'm saying for you, out of the paths that you could have taken, mm-hmm. it technically is the laziest path you could have taken for you.
Just because you don't have to put in as much effort on some of the novice level things as other people, yes, you still put in effort. Yes, you still learn. You still continue to grow. But I'll use me for an example. Me becoming a doctor or phlebotomist, or even like you just said, it would have been more resistance simply because it's not who you are. If it was who you are, you would probably like feel compelled to put in extra effort. You would probably want to learn extra things. You might feel, and it's aspects of being a doctor that would probably come naturally to you, like now, as who you are now. But if it's not who you are, it's just not who you are. So it's going to take a lot more effort to learn the things that they're learning because you may not be interested in it. You may have to put in more effort to remember the stuff because some people be going to medical school and can't even stand the sight of blood. So it takes a lot more effort.
And everything doesn't require the same amount of effort.
Right.
Like, contrary to, I know you're saying you're going to put in the same amount of effort. You don't put the same amount of effort into everything because everything doesn't require the exact same amount of effort.
And we're not calling, like, the person on the path is not lazy.
Yeah.
That's not the point of what he's saying. There's the least amount of obstacles, so in a lot of ways, there's not going to, a lot of things, a lot of tasks that are on the path aren't going to require as much effort as somebody else would have to put into it. That's it. All right. You guys got anything else y'all want to say on this subject?
The path of least resistance isn't the laziest path. That's all I got to say.
Anything from you?
You know, just you can follow the path of least resistance. You know, do what you feel is right. You know, I just think it's whatever path you get the most out of.
Word. So it's okay to agree to disagree. Even when you guys are saying the same thing in different ways. But yes, look to take the path of least resistance. Is it the laziest way? That's up to you. Comment below. Let us know what you guys think. If the path of least resistance is, do you feel it's the lazier way? Or do you feel like it's not lazy? Which, I mean, technically it's not. But that's a whole... You guys watch the podcast. But yeah, we will talk to y'all next time. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We thank you guys for being here. Also, comment below if you just want to say hi. But yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed, stay black, people.